So who's profiting from the billions of dollars in illegal ivory trade? Reports say the Somali extremist group Al-Shabaab is heavily involved. Andrea Crosta is executive director of the group Elephant Action League. So you carried out a two-year investigation. What did you find in terms of direct links between elephant poaching and Al-Shabaab, Andrea?
Actually, after dozens and dozens of meetings with traders, with traffickers, with poachers, and even ex-warlords, we found an indisputable financial trail between the illicit trade in ivory and Al-Shabaab. Basically, Al-Shabaab acts as a middleman, as a buyer, and it's also a very good buyer. He pays very good prices, and he's punctual and no joke. So he's making them a desirable buyer of illicit ivory from small, medium brokers.
Is Shabaab or Shabaab militants themselves actually going into Kenya, into the wildlife zones to kill the animals? Are they the poachers?
Very seldom. Unlike other militias in Africa involved in poaching, like, for example, the Janjaweed from Sudan or LRA of Kony, Al-Shabaab doesn't really kill the elephant. They actually buy ivory from others. They either give ammunition and weapons to Somali armed gangs that enter Kenya and then poach elephants, or Al-Shabaab is in contact with the traffickers and traders in Kenya. And the role of these traders is basically to assemble a large quantity of ivory, buying from, you know, from smaller poachers or from smaller traders. And then when they have enough, they contact Al-Shabaab, and Al-Shabaab arrange the picking, and then the ivory is smuggled into Somalia.
So I imagine Shabaab isn't keeping the ivory for themselves and putting it in their living rooms. They're probably just fencing it. Who do they then sell it to?
Correct. They are already in contact with other traders that are in contact with shippers at the port. One of them, for example, Barawe, was the location where a few days ago U.S. Navy SEALs tried to capture or kill one of their chiefs. And from these ports, the ivory is smuggled into larger ships on their way to Asia. And then from there, it disappears. And of course, as we all know, most of the illegal ivory is heading to China.
So, Andrea, what's the bottom line here? How much does elephant ivory actually account for Shabaab's operating budget, if we can call it that?
We assess, based on the evidence we gather from these people, something like between $200,000 and $600,000 per month. It's a lot of money that these people can use for terror activities in Somalia, but also outside Somalia, like we saw in Nairobi.
What about your experience? You know, you were in Kenya. Do you think the Kenyans who are trying to stop these activities are effective?
They're trying to be effective. Of course, they are dealing with heavily armed gangs. They're dealing with very organized criminal syndicates. So they are doing what they can. But of course, we need more boots on the ground. We need more rangers, more training, better equipment, more collaboration between different law enforcement agencies, the army, the customs, and the police. And my personal opinion is that we need more serious intelligence. Until now, not enough effort was put on intelligence.
How much do you think this poaching link to terrorism that you've established with your investigation, how much do you think it kind of raises poaching to a higher priority on the international front? Do you think this could change things?
Yes. I mean, what I call the human toll of the ivory trade is much wider and deeper than Al-Shabaab. It's not just about terrorists making money. It's not just about the rangers dying, trying to protect elephants and rhinos and other wildlife. It's also about entire local communities getting exploited by this market. It's about widows. It's about orphans. It's about child soldiers. It's about weapons bought to poach. I think it's time for the international community to face the broad spectrum of those side effects of the ivory trade. And most important, here's a question for governments and for traders, ivory shops. Buying ivory, legal or illegal, you indirectly fund a long chain of criminal activities. So if law enforcement is after those criminals, those terrorists, my question is, should we start going after also ivory buyers, ivory consumers? Because indirectly, there are the origin of everything.
Andrea Crosta, executive director of Elephant Action League, based in the Netherlands. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.